From the KDLL Newsroom, this is Econ 91.9, your weekly look at what keeps the Central Peninsula working. I'm Jay Barrett. Last week, the Pebble Limited Partnership's plan to mine for gold and copper across Cook Inlet was given a boost when the Environmental Protection Agency dropped its proposal for a preemptive veto of the project, a policy begun under the Obama administration. Earlier this year, the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District hosted an Industry Outlook Forum where Mark Hamilton, the Vice President of External Affairs for the Pebble Limited Partnership, spoke. In these excerpts of his 20-minute presentation, Hamilton talks about what he sees as misconceptions about the company, the concessions Pebble has made in its plans to satisfy environmental concerns and permitting. It was recorded in early January.
There's been a lot of information out there about Pebble Mine, the overwhelming majority of it, grotesque exaggerations. Let's talk about the truth about Pebble. First of all, where is it? It's located on Alaska land in Bristol Bay. That's what the deposit looks like. It's that little circle right there. Everything brought in by helicopter. There are no roads in that area at all. It's 100 air miles from Bristol Bay. That's roughly the distance between here and Anchorage. It's 230 river miles. That's roughly the roadway between here and Anchorage. It's a very long ways from Bristol Bay. That's where it sits. That little area there we call the study area. That is three tributaries, and you'll get to know them here pretty quickly, but hardly at the headwaters of Bristol Bay. Just in the eastern two-most drainages, there are 50,000 tributaries. We sit among three. We spent $150 million on the baseline environmental study in that study area that I talked to you about. 40 different independent consulting firms to find the 100 scientists, so you can have the best salmon guy and the best trout guy and the best caribou person, et cetera, et cetera. Water management. Those of you who are around for the water grate thing, remember that little catchphrase, follow the money? If you want to take a look at a mine, follow the water. Mines need water, fish need water, people live and love living near water. Those elements are always going to be in contest and in conflict, searching for the way for all of them to work together. We're not going to use cyanide, again, a tip of our hat to our opponents who wanted to make toxic the word associated with the mine. Cyanide is used safely and responsibly by virtually every single gold mining operation in the world, but it makes people think of toxicity. So we said, okay, we'll use it. It'll cost us 10 to 15% of the gold. Every drop of water, every snowflake, every piece of ice melt that enters the property must be captured, treated, and conditioned. So it doesn't matter where it comes from the fall rains, from the snow. Here's the water management system. It's really quite significant. I'll point out a couple of things. There are two water treatment plants. They are redundant. Each one of them can carry the load for all of it because you cannot get yourself in a circumstance where you cannot treat the water.
That was the Pebble Limited Partnership's VP of External Affairs, Mark Hamilton, speaking at the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District's Industry Outlook Forum. Our number this week is 416,000, as in the number of dollars the city of Kenai made on July's Kenai River dip net fishery through parking and launching fees. It was 95.5% of what the city had projected it would bring in this year. And that's all for this week's Econ 91.9. Hear the show online anytime at kdll.org. I'm Jay Barrett.